Welcome to this podcast about Gingolix and the Kinkalith River in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Gingolix is located at the confluence of the Kinkalith and Nass Rivers on the northern shore of Nass Bay, approximately 70 miles east-southeast of Ketchikan and 50 miles north-northeast of Prince Rupert, British Columbia. It was historically known as Kinkalith and is one of four Nisga'a villages comprising the Nisga'a First Nation, the others being Gitlaxt Amix, formerly Nuayanch, Gitwinksyilkaw, Canyon City, and Laxgaltzap, Greenville. The name Gingolix, meaning place of scalps in the Nisga'a language, refers to the historical practice of displaying the scalps or skulls of enemies on poles to deter intruders. The Kinkalith River originates from deglaciated cirques at an elevation of about 4,700 feet and flows southwest for 27 miles to Nass Bay. The watershed drains the southern extent of the boundary ranges in the Coast Mountains. The underlying bedrock, primarily granitic intrusions, is a remnant of the late Cretaceous Coast Range arc. This volcanic arc system formed as the Kula and Farallon plates subducted under the North American plate. The largest granitic outcropping in North America extends from northern Washington to the Yukon. About 100 million years ago, subduction of oceanic plates caused magma to rise from the Farallon plate and inject into the older igneous rocks of the continental insular belt, forming a volcanic arc. Volcanism along this arc began to decline around 60 million years ago and generally ceased about 50 million years ago, although Tsetseak's cone. Erosion has removed many of the original volcanoes, leaving outcrops of granite where magma had intruded and cooled beneath them. The eroded watershed of the Kinkalith River now exposes granodiorite, which forms the present-day Coast Mountains. The Nass River begins in the Skeena Mountains of the Coast Range and drains a watershed of about 5 million acres. It flows southwest for 240 miles to Nass Bay, connecting to the North Pacific Ocean via Portland Inlet and Dixon Entrance. The river's lower 25 miles are navigable and support significant runs of Chinook, Chum, Coho, Pink, and Sockeye salmon, contributing to a rich history of human settlement. The English name Nass is derived from the Tlingit word Nass, meaning intestines or guts, likely referring to the river's abundance of food. The Nisga'a call it Kali Aksim Lisims, or Lisims Valley, with Lisims, meaning murky, describing the silt-laden waters. The Nisga'a language, related to Tsimshian, is spoken along the river. Although linguistically connected, the Nisga'a consider themselves ethnically distinct from the Tsimshian. Historically, the Nisga'a relied on subsistence activities, hunting, fishing, and gathering foods like salmon, halibut, seals, sea lions, and berries. They traveled by canoe and foot, living in cedar plank houses. The archaeological record indicates that after millennia of human settlement, a cultural shift began approximately 2,500 years ago when newcomers arrived from the interior or the north. Initially, these migrants integrated into existing Tsimshian communities, leading to conflict and the emergence of social class distinctions. Over time, increased population pressures from internal growth and migration led to warfare with the Tlingit from the north and east, prompting the temporary abandonment of coastal territory by the ancestral Tsimshian. This conflict unfolded in two phases. About 1,900 years ago, the coastal Tsimshian retreated to interior river valleys, and around 1,500 years ago, a coalition of coastal and interior Tsimshian returned to the coast, expelling the Tlingit. The site of Gingolix has been inhabited seasonally for thousands of years by clans of the Nisga'a. Before European contact, the Daxan, or Killer Whale Clan, lived on the eastern side of the village, and the Gitchun, or Eagle Clan, on the western side. The modern village of Gingolix was founded in 1867 by Robert Doolin and Robert Tomlinson, modeled after the Christian settlement of Metlakatla founded by William Duncan. The first European-style buildings, including a church and school, were built in 1879. Today, the community has four clans: Killer Whale, Eagle, Raven, and Wolf. The Kinkalith Hatchery, located at the mouth of the Nass River, is owned by the Nisga'a and operated by the Nisga'a Lisims government. Built in 1978, the hatchery aims to restore the Kinkalith River Chinook population to historic levels and boost coho production for sport, commercial, and subsistence fisheries. From 1980 to 1996, the hatchery produced coho and Chinook salmon. Coho production was terminated in 1996 due to excess stock, and chum salmon became the hatchery's second focus. Chum were reared from 1991 to 1994 using brood stock from the Stagu River. From 1996 to 2004, the hatchery concentrated on producing Chinook and chum salmon. In 2005, Chinook production was reduced, and a weir was installed on the Kinkalith River to assess fish escapement. In 2003, a 17-mile road was completed, connecting Gingolix to Greenville and linking it to the Nisga'a communities of New Ayanch and Canyon City. This road, known as the Kinkalith Extension Highway, connects Gingolix to the Nisga'a Highway, which has links to the Yellowhead and Cassiar Highways. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.